Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting in 24?
We're podcasting in 2024. Although it's Year of the Dragon,
which is
my year, you guys.
For Jen, that's a big conversation.
I'm either 24 or 36.
Was it? You're the.
I don't want to say that I'm Year of the Dragon because somebody could do the math.
Oh. So, oh. See, I didn't even know.
Let's just say I'm 36.
Well, I think everybody will buy that. I think if I said I was 36, they would be like, lady, you got to calm down.
But we did have other podcasts so far this year, but this is the first one we taped in
2024.
We're back from break. Couldn't be happier.
Oh, man.
To get the kids back in school.
Jiminy,
clearly
Christmas.
They need educated.
Jeez. I can remember when I was a kid being on Christmas break and being so excited, and then like those 2 days before you went back, you were like, these are the longest days of my life. Generally super cold. My mother always had something for us to organize. No, like there was no fun to be had.
Yeah.
She would wake us up with the revelry. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up this morning. It's time to get up.
I love that at one point in your life, somebody else was a morning person when you weren't, because then I know that you feel my pain.
I will admit, I'm peppy in the mornings, but nobody carries a candle to Terry Hensley, but no one carries a candle more to Dewey Hensley.
Is that, he up early in the morning? Is my, that right?
That bro used to get up, and we weren't even farmers at the time. So I don't even know what you're doing up this early, man. So he'd get up on weekends, and he would go, Chrissy, you want to go have breakfast with me?
Aww.
I was like, you know, I was.
Well, that would get me out of bed, honestly.
No.
Breakfast.
Because then he would order that crappy biscuits and gravy.
Oh, my God.
No.
A little plate of heaven?
I was like, no, Dad, thanks, no. And so I was such a, once in a while, he'd be like, come on, you're going with me. I'm like, it's still dark. And we would go have breakfast.
Like that. When it's cold. I mean, kill
waffles
me now. I can't deal with it. No.
Every morning with all the farmers, I'm like, I was in heaven, but God, it took me like, I'm like, I'm not awake yet.
Oh,
like,
my God.
This doesn't even feel like planet Earth.
It reminds me of, like, I do have a sense memory of, like, being in Nebraska early morning at a diner. And let's just say, to be clear, it might have been because I hadn't been home yet from the night before.
Being invited to stuff.
Or just going to the bars?
Or going to a bar, which never occurred to me that was even possible.
Well, you'd like, there would always be guys that would come in and like, it's not like those hunting, like camo things.
Yeah.
And they still smell like smoke because smoke a cigarette in the cold and it sticks to you for like 4 feet radius around you. It's such a, like, those big boots with the rubber toes on them and stuff.
I sent you that TikTok that
probably
I was
just
like,
got, you know what? They probably just got done plowing too, because every guy has a truck and they put a plow on it over the winter.
If they're worth their salt, they do. They go
plowing
through
something.
What's up? What? Guy in a Carhartt jacket. You went from an 8 to a 10 because it looks like you can dig me out.
Looks like you can do hard labor.
I mean, honestly, it's a trend. It's literally a thing where like guys put on Carhartt jackets and it's all of a sudden it's a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay.
When I met my husband, he was wearing a tool belt.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. I went from, I'm going to just run this meeting to being like, who are you?
Well, listen, like, I find my husband attractive to a point that it creeps everybody out. But
I mean, it's just,
you don't want to hear about it. If I saw him wearing a Carhartt shirt, I would be like, oh, God, you were attacked. They stole your clothes and they left you with clothes.
Yeah, they beat you over the head and they put you in a Carhartt jacket.
He'd be like, this denim blend doesn't bring my eyes out the way I like. my shirts too. Yeah.
Meanwhile, my husband, he's like, I got to get a haircut. And I'm like, no, you don't. And he goes, you are filthy. You love a mullet. And I'm like, I do. I got to think. I don't know. It's when I was forming as a sexual creature and mullets were in, and like the hottest guys in my school had mullets and I was so into it. So when my husband had one, I was like, what's up?
Well, if vroom, I can sound like a grandma for, because I do anyways, there's something about a man with long hair that's got a very devil may care. Like,
what's that mean?
What? Like, fuck it.
Oh, is that, wait, what is that expression?
Devil may care, like.
Devil make hair? Like the devil made hair?
No, may care.
Oh, the devil may care.
I've never heard
of that.
You haven't? I've never been asked to put it into what it means, but it means like.
The devil may care?
I don't care. The devil might care. Oh, it's like very 40s or whatever. Okay. But like, it's an old saying, and there's something really attractive about. Like, I like it when my husband has his hair grown out. I think he's like leaning into it a little bit. I don't know. Getting his hair cut high and tight looks very proletariat
to me. No, I don't like that. I don't like high and tight. I like a little like mess to it, but I don't like when it gets long. Because I remember one time I got...
I look like I'm selling Barbie cups right now.
Look at my cool. I know. I made out with this guy in college, you know, the few times that happened. And he had really long hair and I had really short hair and I was really confused by a lot of things. But at that point I was like, my hands are getting lost in your hair. And his hair was very luscious and long. Was I making out with a woman? Was that what happened?
Where Maybe had you been drinking the night before?
Duffy's.
Okay.
Might have been a woman.
Who? You know what? Devil may care.
The devil may care. The devil may care. But Kristen didn't. She.
No. Nope.
She had a fun makeout session. You know, and those.
She was feeling alone, you know, that night.
I got a big fish bowl and then a makeout session with a possible woman.
Yep. Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever
were we talking about?
Okay.
Oh.
Well, we were talking about the cold. And I was going to say,
getting up early in the morning.
Getting up damn early.
God, that's hard.
It's this really time hard. It gets harder as it goes.
To you moms, too, trying to get kids in and out of car seats. I don't know how you do that. We didn't have to do that because
we didn't have to do it in the cold. And I'll tell you that we've always said, like, you get them layered in. It takes forever.
You have to get up like 45
Nobody
minutes
works
earlier.
Their hands, you know, for mittens. No one works. It's not like they're like that. And so you put the mittens on and they're working. They're like... They're making it as hard for you as possible. Yeah. So you get the mittens on and the freaking zip-up thing.
God, it hurts
you
my kidneys thinking about the cold.
Then you got to carry them in the carrier. Then you got to go downhill on ice. Forget
They've
it.
They've got frozen
would never go
boogers on
never
their
go
face.
Anywhere.
And by them, I mean me.
Yeah.
Frozen boogers, like, dripping down your face.
My mom would say to me, we would go out and play in the snow, which... By the way, at times was a blizzard. The only time we got to play in the snow is when school was called off. So she's like, it's a snow day if you guys want to go out there. I'm like, doesn't look good, Terry. It feels like and she's like, we're on a farm. What could happen? I'm like, I don't know. We could just fall into an auger, but okay.
Frostbite.
Let's go on to the,
yeah.
So we'd get all suited up and she would go, you need to pee now because once this is on, you can't pee until you're allowed back in this house. And I'm like, Terry, what's the timeline, man?
Oh, it's
what's
hard.
The timeline?
Yeah, no.
We'd be out there for like 2 and 3 hours. They would never check on us.
No. And that's the weird thing is because school gets called off so that no kids have to like walk
it, or be in the elements.
Be in the elements. And the first thing that your mom does as soon
as puts you outside.
You're not going to sit in here all day.
No, you're not going to sit
out
here.
In the yard. She puts a couple of bread bags on your feet.
I remember like my mom would close the door and I'd be like, Mom, I'm only like 8 feet away and I can't see the front door. And then she'd be like, you're fine.
Yeah.
We would go like make snowdrift. Like, it was awesome.
You'd see her through the window igloos. Sipping coffee.
Oh my God.
Watching
whatever.
Price is Right.
She's like, I've got my rum chata. I don't think that was coffee.
Wow. My mom
Terry
was
like, I need a little piece.
Well, yeah, because she was a teacher. So she was like, oh, vacation day.
Yeah, the rare occasion that we would have a snow day, which in Nebraska never happens because they're like, we're used to these elements.
Yeah.
Now if it gets to like 42 degrees in LA, everyone's like, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, as long as it's not the blizzard of 1908, you're going to school, everybody.
Exactly, exactly. And I sent you that TikTok link of those girls trying to go to a club when it's freaking snowing.
Yes.
And, and you would wear like a little like booty shorts and like high heels.
Yeah.
And you'd walk through and basically get frostbite just to get into that bar.
Well, in my early 20s, I'm not bringing my coat in there because back then smelled like smoke.
And nowhere to put them.
Nowhere to put them. You're going to take it out. You're going to get smoke
smell. I know Jen Smedley was holding a cigarette, walking in with goddamn.
How am I supposed to keep my hand warm otherwise? What else was I going to do? God. Well, anyways, the kids are going to go back. And I have to say, I tried to make this joke at New Year's Eve where I was like, oh, man, like, complain about my kids to somebody. But I was like, I'm going to kind of miss this. Kristen's giving me the, like, you're crazy look. But I know, one, we both have one that's given us a run for our money.
We've doubled up in my house. The only person that really likes me is Sky, and she's a golden retriever, I don't think anybody's given her an IQ test and expecting, like, you know, that she's breaking open the atom.
God, that's what you want in a friend. That's why you got me, because I just...
simple friend. That's not what I mean.
No. That's who I am.
But she didn't catch on, so I guess that's kind of the point. But I agree with you. I am sad to have them go back and like, but I'm also like ready.
It's time.
It's time for them, because they're over it. And I'm like, I'm not here to entertain you. Like, you're old enough and like, you got stuff for Christmas, like play. But they also were fighting with each other, which is a whole new thing. And I just feel like they both don't like me very well. So I'm fine for them to go back to school. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. I just have to say, for every year, Jen throws this, she throws a million parties a year, but she throws an awesome New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
And this year.
Oh, you said, yeah, like, yeah,
but I do. But this year, awesome party, it like all clicked
in. It was such a fun mix of people.
The kids are getting a little bit.
It was all like people with kids, and I thought it's not going to be her kind of hard partying.
Well, there was a like contingent of like newly dating.
That was my polite way of saying old people.
Actually, there were a lot of married people, but they were like. They were like young, cool married, and some without kids, and then the kid contingent, and then there were littles,
yes.
And that's fun. But it was really fun because the kids all got around the TV and did karaoke, and their songs of choice were like Michael Jackson,
yes.
Rick Astley, then of course Taylor Swift for 14 songs in a row, but a lot of passion there. And I felt like that was when the world's like everybody came into the living room to hear the kids sing and watch them dance, and it was so fun.
I was thinking about, because they're listening to like early Michael Jackson, Rick Astley, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's what they chose. But really, it's like, it's just like when we were at a wedding or something like that when we were kids and we'd sing like,
oh my
put
gosh.
Your hands up and shout.
Oh, like weddings
it's oldies for them.
It's got to be like, I think it's that 10-year-old to like 13-year-old vibe, but then you get the youngers like Delilah and a little bit older,
yes,
and they all come together and it's really fun.
Yeah,
I remember weddings being like that too, like just a dance party, and you would watch your parents dance and you were like, oh, I love this, but it's weird, but you were just on the dance floor, your uncles and aunts and cousins, and it was exactly like that, and it was so fun. It was a really special New Year's. It was
fun. And let me say this before I do some throwing under the bus
of
my children, which is that so Matt, who was at the party, he had the two youngest ones that were there, he sent us a message the next day that was like, your kids made sure my kids were okay.
Oh.
And that's like the best compliment like that you can get. Cause I do take very seriously. I'm like, you're having people over. This is you get to have fun. You also have to take care of people. So you show them where they can get their drinks, get them a coat if they're cold, you know, like you do all this stuff. And so he said that Dash made sure that his daughter got to sing before they had to leave. Cause we do like a 10 PM countdown, 11 PM, 12 PM countdown. So I was like,
I'm barely making it to the 10.
So it's one of those instances where they're nice to other people and then shit balls at home.
Oh,
and so that's 100%. How you know that you're, you know, things
Finn,
are
go,
on the rails.
Always the same conversation. You break anything, you're going to be on cleanup.
Oh
every
my
time
God.
We're at her house, Finn breaks something, I go, you're going to be on cleanup.
Part of me likes it because that kid's really...
He's now used to it.
He moves very quickly.
The way I do dishes.
I get up. Yeah. It's crazy how fast that kid moves. You've all seen him dance.
He can
clean that fast.
Yeah, he will. He's task-oriented. He's Irish.
You pick up all the food that's out the yard, Finn. And I'm like, well, he didn't need to trim the bushes, but God love him. And he did it faster than I could have gotten a bag out of the kitchen.
It's so true. And Eleanor wore, like, she's just like her own little person. And she wore, like, elf ears.
Oh, my God.
And she pierced them. She's so weird. I say Eleanor's weird, it's only because I'm weird. And I think weird is a compliment. So don't come at me because I'm saying, but she's a weirdo and I love it. But I look at her and I go, Eleanor, you're so weird. And she's like, just like you're weird. And I'm like, I am weird. And now weird is upon us.
That's what you don't want them to be like, go with the flow.
No, she's...
You want her to be devil make hair.
Devil make
hair. To a certain extent, you know, because then they're not going to like always do what.
Well, I also think she's like not, I never feel like she's trying to like get attention. She's just like this person that's sort of in her own world. Finn, on the other hand, is like, let me do my dance moves for everybody all the time. And I'm like, let other people have a moment, please, sir. He's also the oldest in our ring. So like, there's that, but
I could be sending the wrong message then by always going, Finn, do that dance.
No, Jen's always like, teach me the slick back. And I'm like, Jen, you don't have the knees for it. You're wearing high heels
for it.
Nobody under the age of 40 can do over the age of 40 should do the slick back. But since you're 36,
that's right. He does the slowed down version of it. I'm like, that's still too dang fast for me. I can't do it. My body doesn't want to move that fast.
One of our very funny followers said he looks like a dressage horse and nothing has made me laugh harder.
The ones that like go sideways. He totally does.
It's the new dance and now I have to learn it and it's so hard.
Oh my God, it looks like he's levitating. It's insane.
We also had a friend of ours try it at Christmas Eve and she really thought she had it and she looked like Mr. Peanut. We didn't know how to break it to where like Stephanie is. You're almost there, but you're not quite
of
there.
Of a different dance, not that
no,
dance.
No, the slick back.
She was not anywhere near the slick back.
We didn't know how to break it to her. She's like probably listening to this going, what the hell? I thought it looked great. We were like, it's over 40, man. You don't have the knee.
Hey, we're saying we were in the same boat. There's 100%. No way that we were learning how. I know.
I don't even try it. I haven't even tried it yet.
One night.
And I'm going to figure it out, but it's gonna be painful. So I just thought New Year's was really fun in this new world where you're like watching. You don't have to have your eyes on them all the time like you do when they're under five, which is in its own way good and bad.
Yeah.
But different. But I do like, man, Christmas babies.
Oh my gosh. I know. And there was somebody there that had an 8-week old.
I know.
I mean, it was.
Somebody that's where I get weird. I'm like, can I just hold your baby? Can I smell your baby? Can I just be next to your baby?
I was too. I was like, the wife was in New York. He was just for a day for work or whatever. And I was like, do you need me to fly to New York right now and help her with that baby? Because I am more than happy to do that.
I know. And then I say weird stuff like, enjoy your time. It changes. And I used to get mad when people said that to me. I was like, you're just not enjoying every phase.
Nope, oh, yeah.
I eat my words, y'all.
No, I know. I know. No, it's super irritating when you hear that when you have a little tiny baby that's like punching you in the face and not letting
you
sleep.
Or you're just so exhausted. You feel like guilty that you're not like every moment is like, this is wonderful. Because your nipples are falling off and your C-section scar hurts and like you haven't slept. And the intense worry you have for until they become like a bit bigger, you just feel like they're fragile when in fact, based on my own experience, they're not as fragile as you think. and then they get bigger and then they can move. And then Christmas, you're like, all the ornaments have to go halfway up the tree. Can't have anything halfway down.
Oh my gosh.
And you got to watch outlets and Christmas lights. It's totally different, but they're cute and they wear anything you want them to wear.
Oh my God. I know. I was looking back at, I showed you that one today. I was looking back at pictures of the kids when they were littler and I was like, God, Delilah dressed great when I was in charge.
Oh.
Now she's in charge of herself and she looks like she's, should be pushing a little play shopping cart and sleeping on a little play mattress under a bridge.
I told Eleanor, I go, you're not wearing another queen t-shirt for New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve.
I don't know. It's pretty cute. She's got her own sense of style.
She really does.
Look how much I'm like, no, her style's fine and Delilah's pisses me off.
But I like Delilah's. And also, it's exactly like you.
Mm.
She's baby Jen, but is that on her own. And Jen is watching this unfold. And I'm like, it's just so weird, which I know because when I said, hey, you're not wearing a queen t-shirt, Eleanor was like, well, then you can't wear your queen t-shirt. And I was like,
yeah,
duly noted. We shall both put on sparkles. Mm,
that's quite a statement coming from a lady wearing a Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers t-shirt.
100%
true. You should point that high-powered perception at yourself. Yeah,
I don't know what you're doing with your mirror talking.
I know. I'll be a Delilah like, you can't, pants and shirt don't match just because they both have flowers on them, says the woman wearing different plaids.
Yeah, 100%. I just sit on the side. We all sit on the sidelines of our own lives judging everybody else. And then when the light shines on us, we're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know where she learned to cuss.
So that means when they're like sassy and stuff, that's of my own making.
100%.
Because I regret that.
I told you, I know that I look the most like my son when he's being lippy. I'm like, I see your face and it's, and it's my face because I see how you're saying words and that's how I say words, but I get paid to say those words. You're not funny yet, so you don't say those words.
Until you start making money on it, sir.
Here's my favorite. Finn thinks this is, he'll say something generally rude or taken from a YouTube short that I get to relive as though it's his own material. By the way, nobody's having an original thought ever.
Do that too.
Nobody's having original thoughts, even though you think they're their most creative. They're not. They're grabbing crap from the internet the way we were grabbing crap from cartoons and reruns of shit. But we didn't have as many options. So they have a little bit more nuance. They have more options.
Anytime they say something too clever, I'm like, where'd you hear that?
Yeah, or the way they say it, Finn will be like, a mom starts out like this, then she's like, what? And I'm like, that's not yours.
God, mine are doing that. And they're like, my lunch be like.
Oh, yeah. Hit the subscribe button. I'm like, yeah, really? That's.
Who are you talking to right now? I don't have a phone or computer.
This is my face most of the time.
I'm not subscribing to you. Yeah.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about it on the show, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms, and all the driving that goes along with that, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop-off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits, to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is, usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours, and sometimes good ones, and sometimes not so.
Sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate, but I'll enjoy it.
You'll enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man. We're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Boll & Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Boll & Branch sheets.
It's true. It's you can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead, and they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell yes. right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them. But you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her. So she has a big girl Ooh. Bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Boll & Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Boll & Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So Finn's idea of comedy is he says something that's generally not funny because he's in seventh grade and we can all agree that at some point they're not funny. And he goes, I joke. And I'm like, I'm going to give you some comedy 101. If you have to explain it or nobody's laughing and you have to tell them it was a joke, it wasn't funny and it probably hurt their feelings. So stop. And I don't know what it is about him saying, I joke. Makes me want to like, I'm like, you're borderline like a frat dude right now.
You're
and
not
I'm not having
saying
a good time.
Something so clever that I'm not getting it. Or yeah. That you're getting to me.
Yeah.
You're just not being funny.
You're not funny. And it's also generally just not funny and kind of rude.
Yeah.
Well, should that be the name of a book? Generally not funny and kind of rude. Seventh grade.
Parenting 101.
I miss the Christmas babies. They could open God. A remote control and they would just lose their minds.
With little booties on and stuff. No,
actually, my kids are still pretty enthusiastic about gifts overall, yeah, mine, which I'm very grateful to that. Yeah. They're not ungrateful kids. They're just
mine.
Nice to me.
I have compassion for mine. I have a tiny pinky full of compassion for my kids. No, I do feel bad about, I remember like trying jokes out on like my uncles or something and they would go over like a wet fart.
Always.
Like, so badly.
Also, like, no one spared you feelings back then. They were like, get out of here. You're not funny. And I'm like, whoo.
Yeah.
I gotta work that again.
I know.
I'm gonna come in 5 minutes and I'm gonna tear this room apart.
I just was upstairs costuming for 30 minutes before I came down to give you this Mary Kay lady bit.
Yeah.
And you guys
crapped on it.
Yeah.
I feel like our generation now is sort of like, oh, I understand you. You're trying something out where our parents are like, I swear to God, I'll backhand you right now.
I will pop you square in the mouth.
Square in the mouth, my mom's favorite. I will pop you right in the mouth. And I'm like, oh, my God. Terry. She would. She was young and nimble. and read no parenting book ever.
Nope.
Just a long time of teaching where she would show so much patience. And I would say that to her all the time. You're so much nicer to your students than you are to your own kids. She would say the same thing. They listen and they're nice to me.
We had a Dr. Spock book on the shelf.
That's amazing. That's so advanced.
I guarantee they never cracked that book. I'm sure they got it. Like, my dad probably was like, a Star Trek book.
That's what my dad would be like. Yeah. I don't watch sci-fi.
There's no way that they read that book whatsoever. Yeah. Well, we're getting like, I don't want to say Delilah's there yet, but Dashiell is at that phase where he's like, I'll say like, hey, why'd you leave your shoes there? In the middle of where everybody's walking.
Right.
And he...
It's a fair question. You're not coming in hot.
Sometimes I'm coming in with a tone because he's probably
Oh, no. I
heard.
Always have a tone. That doesn't get to go away because then I'm vulnerable and then they smell weakness.
Well,
I'm ready.
I hear you. But let me tell you, that will not be the first time I've complained about the placement of shoes. This will be the 1,000,000th time in their lives.
And now you're white noise.
Yeah. So I'll say, why would you leave your shoes right there? And he will come back at me like this. I just took them off. And I'm like,
ooh, hot.
Those are fighting. That's a fighting tone
in my
world.
I'm going to take my hoops off right now, sir.
I'm popping my nails off. Yeah. I'm coming at you, man.
Jen's
you
like,
don't...
once these glue-on new Lee press-ons come
off.
I got
to soak these for five in warm water.
I'm going to go on some friendlier shorts.
I suggest you grab those shoes and you run fast. Yeah, I mean, like, who talks like that?
I know. They're turning red. I mean, it's like, their bodies and their hormones and everything are coming in hot. Like it really is. They're so reactionary. And like Eleanor has.
That's it. It's reactionary. Cause he'll laugh about it when he realizes like how he did it or said it. He'll kind of be like, oh yeah, I guess that was a bit.
Eleanor's
much.
Doing a lot of, and it breaks my heart because there was a part of me that was in denial. I was like, she's going to be the one that likes me, that we're going to be in this together. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like where the child turns into this, a-hole for 2 years or 3 years, but she's not like on the scale. She's still so like mild mannered, but when she is fired up, it's so different than her regular personality.
Yeah,
and she's funny, but she's also cutting. So like, and Colin cannot keep it together. She'll say something really rude, and then she'll go, and Colin.
She'll snarl,
stink,
eye
like
rolls.
Stink, snarl, and her eyes are like all the way in the back, and her eyeballs are white, and it's so fucking ridiculous that Colin, he'll look at her, and then I look at him, and then you do that thing where you're like you're trying so hard not to laugh, and then Colin will look at me, and then we both walk in the hall because, and then we're like, you gotta go back in there,
yeah,
pull it together,
go in there, parent you,
go in there, parent. This is not funny, and then. And then we're so done funny. For because she's like, I can hear you laughing. And we're like, we don't have a leg to stand on. We're just, but she does, the way she does shit is funny. Even though she's being naughty, she is being like rude and lippy. It's not funny. We're not going to encourage it, but we certainly are like, we're not winning this one.
Well, it's because at that age, they think that everyone's an idiot. Like, I hear it better when I hear Dash do it to Delilah, you know, because she's younger.
Oh, you mean like, talks to her like she doesn't know anything.
Nothing at all. Like, she'll be trying to
change
the channel.
Same with Finn on, and he's like, Eleanor.
Delilah, you already had the remote control
for
like 10 minutes and you couldn't even make a decision. And I'm like, why do you have to be that mean about a remote control?
I don't know, because I was the oldest and I would say shit like that. And I can remember the dumbass fights that I would have with my siblings.
Anything.
Over, I'll tell you one. You want to know the biggest one that we would get in fights over? On the rare occasions that we would get free HBO.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember in the beginning of movies with HBO, the HBO block letters would come in?
Yeah.
And
oh,
the
spinning
song. Okay.
Yep.
So the white lights would come in and follow the block, right? And it would be gray and white.
Yeah.
And then the block letters would come up.
Yeah.
And then these, at the very end, bright lights would whiz across the screen.
What is it? What is it going to be? What's it going to be?
And I
could be Goonies. It could be Gremlins. Could be anything.
But I would go, I'm those. And we would fight over who was the sparkly light going across the screen.
Oh my
the
God.
Dumbest. And we would get
Hold
into
Hold on. That's way dumber than I was expecting. I thought you were going to fight over the movie or like.
No. Even better, ones that would get into like literal physical altercations is on Saturday mornings. We'd watch Saturday morning cartoons. And during commercial breaks, cereal commercials would come on. My mom never bought us sugared cereal because we were all three super hyper. So what's she doing? Like just making her life harder? So we would get the shittiest.
Speaking
like,
of
granola.
Yeah,
forget it.
So downers.
We would get, we see an ad for cereal and we, all of us would get on, like stand up and wait for the ad. The rule was the ad for the prize, whatever was in the box would come on. And I go, I get it. It's mine. In case she bought it, I would get that prize in there. I would call the prize. And it would start the biggest fight all day long. Like, no, it's, if we get Apple Jacks, I get it. I called it first. I can remember it now, and I still feel so right. I still feel like I called it. It's so fucking stupid. And Eleanor and Finn, they have so few chores. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Their chore is the dogs. We make them walk in the morning with the dogs together. By the way, together around the block until the dog poops. It's literal 7 minutes.
Yeah.
They have to walk the dogs together, and then at night, because it gets dark so fast, they have to walk together. Always an argument, always a fight to get them to do it. And then I hear this, did you put the dogs on the leashes? Go get the leashes. Why do I have to get the leashes? You're next to the leashes. Well, get the leashes, they're on the hook. I don't want to reach up and get the hook. They're in front of the freaking hook. Like, then I'm screaming through the house, get out, go walk the dogs.
I know, I don't understand it. And when it gets directed then at me, is when I like really start to like lose my mind. I say things on the daily that's like, I know how to use our stove.
Oh.
I know how to pour orange juice. I don't need notes on it. Like you
But
are
it gets
only,
under my skin.
It's so insulting.
It's so insulting where they're like, I mean, like Finn like was so bent out of shape because like some of his pasta was like over the side of the plate. He was like, God, you don't even put it in the middle of the plate. And I'm like, brother, I'm country at the end of the day. And like, he's like, so his indignation for me his, like the fact that we do what we do and that we have a following or that we're funny, like messes with his equilibrium as to how he views me. It doesn't make sense to him. He's like,
I mean, my son gets, who will say to me like, I don't have library today. Delilah has library today.
Like mom.
But I remembered that there's library today. And by the way, he never remembers that there's library. He's like, we're on the way to school. And he's like, oh, mom, my book. Can you bring it up to the school? I'm like, so drop you off.
Yeah.
Go through that traffic.
Yeah.
And then go get the book. And then come back when it's the crazy traffic because everybody's late.
Yep.
And bring you the book. Yeah. And then have the employees at the office have to call your ass to get you to come get it. So you don't get in trouble. Why am I so stupid for not knowing what day it is?
But we're trying to like reason with the enemy. And I know it's totally futile. And I know that futile.
I like the pronunciation on that.
I am still determined to like let it be known that like I'm not a moron. Do you know what I mean? I don't know why I can't just brush it off. I'm not good at it. I'm like, he'll say the thing, and Eleanor kind of does a little bit right now, but she's new at it. He's much more skilled. But he'll go, like he said the other thing, he was like, I go, hey Finn, when we go to your basketball game, and he goes, oh, you're coming to my basketball game? I'm like, I go to all your basketball games. What do you mean? You mean the two times I missed your basketball game because I was on the road on tour? You're like surprised that I know where your basketball game
Mommy,
is?
Mommy, please tell me that you'll come to a basketball game.
I don't know why you don't love me, Mommy, but you haven't made it to two of my bi-weekly games in the last 6 months.
Dash is in charge of the dogs, like food and water, and when he because they go out in the yard.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to walk them. But when they don't have food and water, I do say to him, how come you don't love your dogs? Oh, no. I'm being a smart ass and he knows it. But
that, really I think that's
drive
smart.
Home the point.
I think it's smart. Like, I feel like they, I always say to them, you love these dogs. They're, you can love them. But if it's just convenient love, is that love? Like, oh. You just want to love them when you want to pet them or you want to play with them. But like, feeding them, them is such a bother. Like, what does that mean?
You know what you need to do is you need to do a recording of that, do an audio recording of that. And then they can have that be their ringtone when they're like late high school, college, early 20s.
Here's the best thing about all of this footage and all of these stories and iPhones holding all of this data is that I'm going to be like, I'm going to hear Finn retell his story. He's going to be like, my mom didn't make it to my basketball games. And I'll go, oh, no, no, no. I didn't make it to two. I would like you to see podcast number 100 and whatever. And then I'll have like data on my phone showing a text exchange going, hey, babe, can you send me pictures of Finn's game? And I'll be like, there's that. And then there's also, oh, this is a text chain about how you've been like rude and saying mean things. But oh, we had a good day because you started out with a smile. Okay, there's that. Like, I'm going to just show him the evidence. There will be no revisionist history.
No, I think it's hard for moms to do, but you have to do this, which I do feel like this in life, like I don't need to tell you who I am. Like, I feel like if you're smart, you can figure out who I am.
What do you mean? Like as a human or in I Mom So Hard?
Both? In general.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to tell you that I'm smart.
Right.
Or like, I mean, and
that's very Midwest of us. I think we're both the same way. We're kind of like, if you want to get to know me, you'll ask the right questions and we'll get to know each other.
I do feel a little bit like you will figure out who I am or kind of fuck you. Cause if you know, like I don't kind of care. And so I do have that thought with the kids where I'm like, someday all of this will make sense to them. Like,
not
someday
me. I'm going to tell you exactly who I am. I say, you don't even know. I am very popular in the Midwest. And sometimes I'm on a cover of a book. What have you done?
But they're going to see that when they're like, their frontal lobe is starting to develop like early 20s before it like becomes like solid gray matter. They're going to be like, oh, I'm not the center of the universe, but there was this lady who's been around my whole life who has made me the center of the universe the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's something. Like that, like it will make sense to them someday.
I know. I think it's just like it's the daily grind that you're in, and like you can step outside of it and sort of go, you know, look at it from like this perspective of up here and go, this is just this thing we're dealing with. But there are times when like it'll go too far with like, you know, the kids trying out like new ways of being a little bit rude. I also think it's like them like figuring out how to like communicate on some level, and where they'll go too far. And sometimes I want to react like Terry Hensley does.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just stop and go, hey man, what you just said really hurt my feelings. Like that one hurt my feelings. Like that was not cool. And I don't appreciate it. And sometimes if I really want to carry the point, I start crying. But I'm not fake crying. They've actually made me cry. Because who I am now. Everything's great.
No, well, you can only hear, mom, you just ran a yellow.
Oh.
Or, mom, you used the Lord's name in vain. Like, you cannot be parented by your kids without losing your shit sometimes.
No, especially based on
and to feel
their
like
lack of, what kind of bullshit is that, them giving me a Yelp review? I've got a review for them. 2.5 stars.
Yeah, would not go back.
Wouldn't. did disposition questionable. I don't know.
Sent a letter to the manager.
Yeah, room very messy. 100%. Not a fan yet.
No,
needs more skills.
I will say to them, especially when like I'm yelling at Delilah for something, and then Dash is like, then he wants to come in with the "you're a real idiot" help to either her or me.
Why do they feel like we need help parenting?
I don't need your help.
I know, but I used to do that. I used to love when like my brother was getting in trouble. I'd be on the side like, look what you've done. And oh my God, my parents used to light up. And I was like, what? I just feel like you need the support right now.
Yeah,
I mean, if you guys would have been good parents, you wouldn't have done this thing to begin with.
Yeah.
What's up?
But how bad does it feel? Because hopefully I'm not the only one who's going to make this admission. Like, I don't feel like I'm a big, like, lose my temper all the time person. But there are times where I will, like, leave the room if I'm going to get, like,
You're really too controlled, hot
or something. But Dash will, like... It's usually him. Cause
will follow you?
No, he won't. He won't antagonize me anymore. But like if Delilah's in trouble, and usually it's like our same stuff is like not eating the food, you know, like.
Yeah, it's always.
Why?
Look.
Why? Or asking the same thing like 15 times. So I'm like, I'm not going to explain it.
I feel like that's very normal.
And it's at the end of the day where you're super exhausted that Dash will try with either her or me, which sucks. And he'll be like, Delilah, just let it go. Like, ask tomorrow about it or something, or like, it's not going to happen tonight. Or he'll say to me like, Mom, she just wants to watch the movie till the end.
That's
or whatever.
So funny. That is a very like Britt McAdams quality. That's like a
you can't come in and reason with me when I'm already pissed off.
Right. Right. My husband and I are very built the same. So like we both sort of like huff and puff the same way. And we're so loud. We're just loud, and I want to be better, but we're
well. They we're talk just, loud. It's not just. It's not all angry. It's just they're louder.
The loudest person I've ever met. I'm like, do you have an inner ear issue? Like, what is the deal? His stage whisper is like a freaking holler. You know,
he is loud. And Chris, I observed Kristen say to him, Colin, you got to eat that apple more quietly today.
Yeah.
You're disturbing people. He's a loud guy.
He's a loud dude. And I'm a loud person. So together, it's like our neighborhood's like, why are they here? Like our home values have dipped.
Like, no, they're like for sure they brought a crap pot of chili.
And we're on people's like real estate disclosures. They're like, you've got a sound nuisance next door. We're like, we're the Sweeneys. You want to come over? We will have a marital dispute in front of you. It's great. We're real open.
Listen, we have got new neighbors next door. And we were like, just so you know, there will be nights of Taylor Swift blaring at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And like we've tried to redirect the speakers, but
we're doing our best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I feel like with Finn the other night, we were watching not the Squid Game, the reality show, this Squid Game. And I have to say, having my kids watch Survivor or this Squid Game hasn't been the best because it's negative.
Oh,
it's
really?
A little negative. Yeah, it's not as strategic. It's not geared towards teams. It's a little different. But Survivor feels really like hopeful and inspirational. And so we have a really good time watching that show. But so we started watching this Squid Game spinoff, and I won't let them watch the original Squid Game, so they have no frame of reference, but it is pretty damn awesome.
I haven't watched it, but it's like hyper violent, right?
The original Squid Game? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. No, I haven't watched it.
Yes. Everybody dies. There's so much blood.
Woo!
But it's great. So we were watching it, and Finn was standing in front of the TV, and like my regular normal, like Colin was sitting next to me, and I was like, Finn, move! And I looked at Colin and I go, that was a lot for just my first one, right? Like that started at an 8. Like I was fine. And then I went to like an 8 and like Finn was barely bothered, but I was like, I've taught myself to start there because I know I'm going to end there. So I start there. Then where am I going to go? Into like breaking glass?
Oh yeah. 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 Well, two nights ago I said to Delilah, brush your teeth. Brush your teeth. Progressively getting louder about it for over the course of like 5 minutes. And Britt was like, Jen, she's in brushing her teeth. And I'm like, well, why was I supposed to know she was doing the right thing? She doesn't listen to me. So why all of a sudden, unless I am putting the toothpaste on and putting it in her mouth, would I think that she had done it? And now I just look like an asshole. Well done, kids. Well done.
I don't recognize myself. We got to talk about a hot flash or something.
Oh, I know. Okay.
I do
have, gosh, I have a really intense hot flash.
Oh, I do too.
Hot flash, hot flash. Hot flash.
As you know, I'm a big fan of Jeremy Allen White, and he just did a ad for Calvin Klein underwear.
Oh, those are coming back, huh?
Now, I don't think you've ever said a more accurate thing. Mm. So anyway, Jeremy Allen White does this Calvin Klein spread, and
Wait, who is he?
Oh my God.
Is he the guy from Sons of Anarchy? Who is he?
I can't deal with this. I can't talk about freaking Bravo. Jeremy Allen White. Here's how much I like him.
No, my hot flash was not going to be about Bravo. Let me put my readers on one? To look at is this that man one? Meet. Oh, yeah. The guy from The Chef
the Bear.
Show. The Bear. Yeah.
The Chef Show. She pissed me off. The Bear. Okay. This is how much I like him. I'd send
is
myself.
Is his dong that big? Do you think he's...
Ooh! Jen.
Do you think he's stuffing?
I don't know, but I looked, but I can't. I don't know.
You don't
know. The underwear are smooth. I don't know. I don't care. Look at his body. I'm so uncomfortable.
He looks like he's got like the Gonzo from the Muppets in his pants. That is the exact shape of his wiener right now. He's got the entire Muppet band coming out of his Calvin Kleins right now. Was that part of the casting process to get this sort of model gig? Was like, we need to know that you've got a solid hog because a lot of gay men are gonna buy these undies. So we want to make sure that you're a shower.
I bought to his credit.
I handle that casting.
First of all. I love him as an actor, but I find he should not.
She's like, I want to do somebody hot, but then I'm going to talk about how much I respect him. Well, I want to talk about his dick, Kristen. Sorry. Hot flash. I'm going to talk about how he went to Juilliard or some shit. I am going to talk about that,
but I'm not.
Let's see you dance to Marky Mark in those Calvin Kleins.
Oh my God, he's so hot. You're ruining it. Okay. He is a skilled actor.
Oh, he reads poetry. He's got dick for days.
He's got BDE just in every part of him. But let me just say, he's in, and you're going to like this, but you can't see this movie. And I'm going to do my best to just keep it short because I don't want to spoil
it. Oh, God,
because
it's too so. Okay.
Okay. So him and Zac Efron and these other two actors that I don't know, I should know them by name because they're
Efron,
so fantastic. Zac Efron got just giant for this movie.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Allen White put on 40 pounds of muscle. And I mean, he's the hottest.
Why it's don't I want to watch
ridiculous.
It?
Ridiculous. Okay, hold on. So the movie is called The Iron Claw, and it is about the Von Erich family in Texas. And if you know anything about wrestling or that era of wrestling, you've heard of the Von Erich family,
and you know
of the tragedy that they've endured. I don't want to tell what it is, because if you haven't
heard... There was like four of them, right?
Yeah, but don't say anything.
Okay,
So the movie...
Just so you know, I was huge into wrestling because...
We all were. There was like, when we were like 8 and 9, there was like these...
Came on after regional, Saturday cartoons.
Totally. And Marty Majetti in his little underpants, and I was like, you can see so many muscles, and if I'm... Look, you can see kind of his wiener a bit.
Yep.
And I felt like tingly. Well, I go to the movie The Iron Claw, which the first half, I didn't feel guilty feeling this way, was those dudes in small, wrestling pants and so many muscles and throwing themselves around a ring. It was like things were starting to, I was like, whoa, she's alive down there. And it reminded me of
just oil up in your Calvin Klein's.
And their hair being like long and like getting all like wet with like perspiration. It was so hot.
Yep.
And then the movie is terribly sad.
Oh, no.
But beautiful and awesome. But he, Jeremy Allen White, if he doesn't win an Academy Award, and if Zac Efron isn't at least nominated, I just don't understand what the world is looking for in terms of performances. It's so good.
Well, we'll have to do a wrap up because the award shows are starting to come up. And yeah. I was so excited about a lot of the nominees. Like, I was like, if...
Oh, wait, the Academy nominees?
Well, Golden Globes have been announced.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Well, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, which we both said we're not going to go see a movie ever again if he's not nominated.
He really is.
So
although
good.
That in itself is kind of a ironic twist. You know, like I hope.
For best.
I
he's
hope
like
she
best supporting,
for
though.
Best
and
director.
She, yeah.
Did she get nominated?
She's not. Oh, it's nominated. It has the most nominations.
Great. I didn't even. That's unlike
more
me.
Than
I normally,
Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah. Oppenheimer was a big dud. Get it? Oppenheimer just was like the movie that I sit there and I go, anything else going to happen?
Yeah. My husband liked it, but he was like, you don't want to sit that long through the movie, I don't think.
Everybody just gives Jen Cliff Note versions of movies she should see and movies that she shouldn't see. The Iron Claw was such a surprise to me. The other movie that I thought was we'll do a wrap up later. But
yeah,
if you have a chance to see that movie, go see it. It'll surprise you. Also, then when you just need to change your brain a little bit, you can get done and then you can go deep dive Jeremy Allen White and just look at his Calvin Klein ads and then you feel all better.
Or just skip the Metal Man and
go right to I didn't even look
Jeremy
at,
Allen White naked photos.
I told my husband, I go, babe, I just can't hide it. I find him so attractive. And he's like, because he's shredded and he get lost in his blue eyes and he's wearing
I'm
little
sorry,
pants.
I'm sorry, Kristen. I do too.
He's like, he really is the one that encapsulates the wrestler the best. I'm like, you find him also attractive. This is weird for both of us.
Well, there is there's a meme I got to show you that my husband will show to me to make me laugh. That's like these high school wrestlers and one of the poor guys just nuts smashed in his face. And it's
I know,
like,
you like that.
Oh
it's
God,
so
I don't
gross.
Know why. It's so gross. It makes me laugh so hard because I'm like, yeah, that's wrestling. Sorry, everybody. That's
I loved wrestling.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I made out with so many wrestlers in college. It was my
favorite
pastime.
You're from the Midwest. You either have dated a wrestler. You've dated at least one guy who's got cauliflower ear.
100%. I know more about wrestling than I ever thought I actually knew about wrestling. I mean, like on the mat, like high school wrestling.
Yeah.
That sometimes I'm like, whoa, why do I know the name of that? God, how do I know that?
I've even been the girl with the rolled up towel that taps them when they get close to the edge.
You were?
Yeah. Well, when I was in...
That's like being a ring girl. To start.
Hey, you in the glasses and the headgear. Yeah, you seventh grader there. We're going to give you a job, one that you can handle. It's just touching somebody gently with a towel if they get near a line of a circle. And I'd still fuck it up. All right. I got a mom box. This one I love.
Okay.
This is from Lindsay. Hello, my name's Lindsay, but more commonly known as Kellen and Adeline's mom. Aren't we all? We're known by our kids.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've been a single mom for about 6 years now. My ex-husband and I get along pretty well for the most part. Believe me, it's taken us a long time to get here, LOL. I've come a long way from clearing out all of his gas points and wishing I had a voodoo doll. Now I typically just wish he'd get diarrhea in traffic. What a strong
fair.
Woman. Yeah.
That's fair.
But
you
that's
can't be
not,
a saint about it, you
no,
know.
No, that's boring too. But that's not why I'm writing you. I stumbled upon your videos first a couple years back and the swimsuit one had me hooked. I haven't laughed so hard since before the above mentioned divorce. And let me tell you, it was much needed. I've watched every single one and now I'm completely
Holy
caught up on
moly.
The podcast. I want you to know that I absolutely adore you too, which is such a weird thing to adore someone you've never even met. Anyway, you two put a smile on my face when I wasn't sure there would be one again. I want to thank you for that.
Aww.
Lindsay, thanks for listening.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah, divorce isn't easy, and I think it's okay to have like...
Single moms have a harder job. We say that all the time. It is.
So hard.
So much hard. Requires so much more patience. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
So much more energy. It's...
It,
God
it
love
really
you.
Is. And we always say like... When you're doing it on your own, there's just no, you don't ever get a chance to take a break.
Yeah.
And like, you deserve a break more than anybody because that's a tough thing.
Yeah.
But she sounds like positive and also they're doing the right thing by trying to like get to a place where they can
co-parenting.
Yeah, because I know couples that are like, if you invite them over, then I hate you, and if you invite them over, I hate you, and then you can't figure out where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, have you met my parents? it was in their divorce decree they couldn't make eye contact when they were dropping off. I think
I feel like that was a pretty strong '80s divorce.
That's how
it went. Yeah, you know, nobody was gonna work through anything. They were like, let's make it as uncomfortable for everybody as possible.
Oh yeah,
it's true.
Who's that band? I can just like picture getting dropped off in the station wagon, and on the radio is, I want a new drug.
I want a woman. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Ooh, give me a whole night.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Yes, Huey Lewis in the News.
And I was like, this song is about drugs. And my cousin was like, no, it's not, stupid. It's about love is the drug. And I was like, oh. See,
what a poet.
Cousins are assholes. They'll just tell you to shut up. But parents try to do right by you, you know, at some point.
Value them.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. I think we podcasted.
Happy
2024.
Woo!
It gets better.